from High Tech, Texas.
Is Michael Garfield.
To Michael Garfield.
Michael Garfield's joining us.
We have the High Tech Texan. Michael Garfield is here with us.
The High Tech Texan.
Hello.
Items to make life easier.
Shows us some new technology.
So Michael Garfield has something you might like.
The High Tech Texan.
The High Tech Texan.
Michael Garfield is your High Tech Texan.
The High Tech Texan.
3 decades, helping you make magic with your gadgets.
The High Tech Texan.
Heard worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. Now, your high-tech Texan, Michael Garfield.
There are a few things that are guaranteed in the month of July, especially in this hot state of Texas. As we welcome you in, Michael Garfield is the name. It is the High Tech Texan Show. Happy 21-plus years of being your pal here on Saturdays, KPRC 950 AM in the Southeast Texas area. And, of course, as of recently, iHeartRadio and wherever great podcasts are heard. It is hot. It is nasty. There are storms. The country, as we know it, is pretty much falling apart. If there's a glimmer of hope, I'm going to try to find it because I am Annie on steroids. That's right. The sun will come out tomorrow, and the sun is hot as you know what. One of the guarantees here in Texas in July, the sun is going to be blazing at an average of 100 degrees. We just had the hottest Houston on record. I mean, on record. Why not break that in July? Come on, throw it at me. I mean, what else could go wrong? Well, a lot could go wrong. Another thing, July 4th is always guaranteed, too. We are about 2 months. It's the doldrums of sports. Unless you're a baseball fan, you got nothing going on. But for the past few years, you can count on one thing that happens on 2 days in July. Folks, it's not Christmas in July, but pretty much is. It is Amazon's annual fire sale. That is right, Amazon Prime Day. We are just a few ways from that, and I'm sure that's on the top of your mind because you have nothing else to do. Amazon Prime Day this coming Tuesday and Wednesday, July 12th and 13th. Hell, they've got TV commercials for it, all right? There are guys singing and dancing and whatever you have it, but I am here for you for the next 2 hours to give you some tips on, are they really good deals? Or as I have called it in the past few years, which you know I am not endorsed by Amazon, sadly, this is a fire sale and a clearance. This is the Amazon's biggest garage sale. They want to get all the crap out of their garages so they can stock the new stuff in for 2022 holiday season so then they could send it to you. So many companies out there, they're putting things online. I have some deals that have actually already started. You know what? You don't need to wait till Tuesday, July 12th. A lot of guerrilla, as we say, guerrilla sales offered by some of their competitors from Target to Bed Bath Beyond to Best Buy to Walmart.com. They're out there, too. So, yeah, I mean, there are some deals out there, but you really, really need your research. You need to think what you want to buy. And if you see something that's almost too good to be true, you better get on Google to see if you can find it cheaper or read some reviews. So there's a lot of that stuff going on. A few other things happening. What else is happening in the world of anything consumer? Obviously, with a little technology splashed in. Passwords are the big thing. Google Passwords just updated something to help compromise weak passwords, and you really never want to get your password compromised. 1Password, which is one of these other password managers, they have a little new feature that makes things a little easier, so we'll give you some password tips. One thing that will be on sale on Amazon are televisions. This is probably not the best time of year to buy a TV. Generally, those are the holiday seasons or right around Super Bowl. But I get a lot of questions, especially when we have a lot of patios and outdoors here in the state of Texas. Hey, Garf, are outdoor TVs, TVs specifically built for outdoors, are they a good buy, yay or nay? And I'll break down some what to know when considering a TV specifically built for outdoors. I do have one on my back patio that I've had for a few years. I'll tell you what kind of TV it is, how much I paid for that, or actually where I found it in the garage of my home to let you know if it's worth paying a little extra or a lot extra to get those outdoor specific CDs. Sports fans, I told you I'm not the biggest baseball guy and pretty much everything else, but the days of actual real live human umpires may be over. Well, thanks to technology, robo-umps are here. Robo-umps, I feel sad, but more people may be losing your job, but dang it, technology doesn't take over everything. And also, I like this one, too. I saw this, and people should be actually very excited to learn this information. As we travel this summer and we rent Airbnbs and things, there's been a lot of issues about hidden security cameras. I mean, think about it. These are people's homes, maybe their vacation homes. They want to make sure that nothing's stolen, or when it's not in use, there's security cams outside but also inside. Is it legal to have a security cam inside an Airbnb when you're staying in there? Is it legal to have it in certain parts of the home, but like the bathroom? I will tell you how to spot security cams, either A, in your homes, in Airbnb homes, B&B, in your office. Also, a few tips there. Other than that, we have a phone number, 7 digits. Actually, 10 digits. That's how long I've been around. It was 7 digits. 10 digits, 713-212-5950. Callum Reed, how are you, pal? Hope you had a really good July 4th. He's behind the glass. He's keeping us on air. Big shout out to Mr. Mark Sherman, our big program director, Brian Erickson, our AM program director, and, of course, Eddie Martini and the people who have been keeping me on for 21-plus years. We try to have fun. They tell me what to do. I try to just over-deliver and make sure that you guys know everything, what is going on. But we will start with Amazon Prime Day, because that's on your plate right now, because we are just days away from probably the 7th, 8th, 9th iteration of Amazon Prime Day. And there already are some amazing deals on home essentials. Amazon, a lot of kitchen tools on sale right now, cookware, appliances, so you can go ahead and beat the shopping rush that is coming next week. If you're looking to spruce up your kitchen, there's some, you know, a lot of things in terms of deal hunters. I can break down some of the best appliances, the cookware, the accessories that Amazon Prime has to offer. Could be a knife set, could be an air fryer. Air fryer, man, who doesn't want an air fryer? Air fryers have come down so much. But there's a lot of deals out there, maybe even some cars, but that is what we do. But there's a lot of things that you do need to be aware of. Just because it's on Prime sale doesn't mean it's the greatest thing in the world. You really do know how to shop like a pro on Amazon Prime Day. It really is one of the more confusing shopping holidays in existence. It's only 48 hours. There's early deals, as I said. They've already arrived ahead of the actual sale. Amazon is promising, quote, millions of deals, unquote. But a lot of the time, the discounts are very misleading. Sometimes they're really, really false. Then you have the frenzy of these limited time lightning deals and low inventory from all these ongoing global supply chain issues, and we're going to end up spending too much money. I don't want you to spend money, because I am here to help, all right? So when we come back, I'm going to give you the 1, 2, 3, the ABCs of Amazon Prime Day, when it starts, how long it lasts. Are the deals only for Prime members? You may be surprised about that. And bottom line, is Prime Day worth it? Is Prime Day worth it? And how do you know if a deal is good? I mean, people, what else can I do for you? That is what I do on the High Tech Texan Show. Michael Garfield is the name. I appreciate you being over here, whether you are terrestrially here in the Southeast Texas area or tuning in on podcast anytime you want, or iHeartRadio Live right now. We're going to be right back. Listening live, it is late morning here on Saturday, July 9th, 2022. Just to prove that we are indeed live, Michael is the name, Michael Garfield, phone number here on this radio show. Love to hear from you, especially as we're talking about Amazon Prime Days. What you looking for? 713-212-5950. This portion of the show. Well, thank you so much to Flex Tech Resources, FlexTech. If you are looking to hire more people, and people who doesn't want a job right now, who doesn't want a job with benefits right now, this is a Houston-based company, but you do not need to be based in Houston. They can help you find a gig. But more importantly, for you companies right now who are looking to hire the right employee or right employees in any industry, doesn't matter if you're in the restaurant, the oil, the airline industry, Flex Tech works for you. Always enjoy talking to the president, Steve Morrell. Steve has been in this the job outsourcing industry for 40-plus years. He knows what's going on, and he knows there's a lot of opportunities out there. If you need to talk to them to have you help hire the right people, even if it's part-time, like Amazon. Amazon's going to need a lot of extra workers, even part-time this next week, to deliver all these Amazon Prime deals. FlexTech LLC.com, FlexTech Resources, FlexTech LLC.com, FlexTech. They can do a lot of great things, and they actually got a really interesting piece of software that's getting ready to launch very soon that the gig economy is going to love, so stand by for that. All right, we're going to go Amazon, right? People, sit back, turn up your radios, all right? Turn up your Alexas, your Siris, your Googles. Here we go. Amazon's annual Prime Day. It starts this coming Tuesday and Wednesday. That would be July 12th and 13th. And really, this is similar to the summertime schedule that we've seen in the past. Really, the only outlier being the fall sale that happened during 2020 during that first year of the pandemic. So it is back on in summer. Prime Day, sales start. Actually, early deals have started already. But Amazon's big event officially begins at 2 a.m. Central Time on July 12th. Okay, who is going to stay up late? Sale runs for 48 hours. Oh, they put you on a clock, right? There are a lot of deals. There's a lot of competing deals. There's a lot of competing sales, including from Target and Walmart. Question. All right. Are Prime deals only for Prime members? Now, Prime membership, that's going to cost you, what, about 119 bones a year, but that's also going to get you Amazon free Prime video and some other things. Well, the answer is officially yes. You do have to be an Amazon Prime member to shop Amazon's Prime Day deals. However, I love that word. There is a free 30-day trial available for new accounts. All right. And then actually Prime membership, by the way, it does come with a lot of free perks. So if you do want to try that Amazon, new free perks type of thing, they're pretty good. One of which, let's see if we can update these things over here. It is $119 per year. You can pay $13 a month per stead, but that does raise it to a little. Basic benefits, depending on where you live, you could get free same-day delivery. Prime members, you also get free Prime music streaming. That's 2 million songs. You're eligible for discounted subscriptions to Amazon Music Unlimited. That's a separate service. That's about 70 million songs. Prime Video, that's in there, and I like Prime Video. Purchase separately, it's about $9 a month. But Prime Video, yes, it's going to get you The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and that alone is worth the $119 per year. And also, you're going to get the Prime Day, too, this annual holiday. It's really outperformed both Black Friday and Cyber Monday over the past few years. But again, not every Prime Day deal is actually a bargain. All right? So stay with me. That's where we go. There are some discounts available if you're not a subscriber. But there's other major retailers, folks. There's Target, there's Walmart, there's Best Buy. They usually hold concurrent sales during the Prime Day event. And their prices are often very close to what Amazon is offering on the same products. And by the way, sometimes they match the same price. And that's a good way to part in prime time if you don't want to support Amazon. So Amazon, Target, Best Buy, Bed Bath Beyond, Walmart, they are also having these sales simultaneously. Now, big question. Is Prime Day worth it? Well, it all depends. For some items, yes. Prime Day prices, well, they tend to be some of the lowest we see all year. And that is true for Amazon-specific hardware, like Amazon Kindle, Amazon Fire tablets, Amazon Echo devices. But there are other factors to consider, because prices fluctuate throughout the year, and some products, they're discounted pretty often. So even if a price is good deal, a deal on a product that goes on sale all the time diminishes the overall quality of that deal. And the sheer volume of deals promoted by Amazon during Prime Day, well, it's kind of a blessing and it's a curse. The good discounts can be difficult to find. They really are. Because there's so much stuff on sale that the overall selection, it's like overwhelming. But there's a good chance that the item you want will be on sale. And I've seen some fantastic discounts during Prime Day in the past. There are really cheap Kindles to some really cool discounts on Nintendo Switches, but you have to find the diamonds in the rough. But then we got a question that begs itself. How do I know if a deal is good? And I love this because this is where the ABC comes in. ABC, yeah, you love it from Glenn Ross. Always be closing. Nope. Folks, ABC for Amazon. You got to always be checking. Always be checking the prices. Researching an item's price is the most important aspect of determining the quality of a discount. Don't fall to all these deceptive marketing language and these inflated MSRP prices. There's just a few tips that you can do. And the easiest step is to take one second to Google the item you're considering so you can see the price across a few different sources. Now, for years, when people have asked me, I give them one tool, one website, one app that actually works well specifically for Amazon. It's the weirdest name. I don't know how they came up with it, but it's called Camel, Camel, Camel. And for my longtime listeners, you know I talk about this year in, year out around this time. Camel, Camel, Camel tracks Amazon prices over time. So all you need to do is just paste the Amazon link into Camel, Camel, Camel search bar, and you're going to be able to see an item's lowest recorded price and its average price and how frequently the price fluctuates. And then they got these things called lightning deals. And they're excluded from the pricing history, but it's still useful to see what an item has sold for in the past. Yes, there are other ones over there. Yes, here comes an email over here. Yes, Jess, I got this dude. There's another one called Keepa. I love this, Keepa. It's like OVA, but it's Keepa, K-E-E-P-A. And it's an extension that you can put on your browser that shows the recent price history for products directly on the Amazon page, so you never have to open a new tab. There's another one called Honey. Honey can potentially save you money through promo codes, but they also track price history at different retailers across the web. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Some of these services may not work all the time, but being able to see how much a product costs right before the sale started can be very, very helpful. So if you put these tools together, it can help you deduce whether a deal is worth your money. Lightning deal. Somebody just said, hey, Michael, what's a lightning deal? All right, well, it's kind of like a blue light special. Kids, sit down. Uncle Garfield, blue light special from Kmart? Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Lightning deal, same thing. They're a limited time deal that Amazon runs for only a few hours each. And by the way, they're not restricted to Prime Day, but they're especially prevalent during big sale events. And once an item sells out, then you potentially could be able to join a waiting list, but not always. But really, lightning deal selection is often full of impulse buys, you know, skincare products, toys, makeup. Prime members can browse upcoming deal on Amazon website and in the mobile app. And by the way, the app can also alert you before a lightning deal begins. So that is what a lightning deal is, kind of like a blue light special. It's also disappointing when an item on sale goes out of stock. Just ticks me off too. And if you know what time a deal begins, make sure to actively pay attention to the product page around the starting time, because you can also add an item to your cart before the sale begins. Then you can refresh a page to snag it right away. And it's smart to create an account at trusted retailers within Amazon, so you save your credit card information and shipping details ahead of time, because this is going to make your checkout process faster. Faster. By the way, if an item does sell out, there's a high chance that another store is going to be offering a similar, maybe a matching discount. So you check your other big box merchants. Yes, go to Walmart, go to Target, go to Best Buy. Sometimes these expired deals, they can come back and they can be back in stock too. So other things, should you buy it? Listen, it's easy to fall into a trap on Prime Day. You might see a really great deal on a product you really don't need. Don't do it, people. Don't do it. Make a list. Write a list of items you actually have been wanting to buy ahead of the event. Save those links. Look around to see if they're on sale. And then guess what? Don't buy it. Don't buy a product just because it has a nice price. Don't do that, you sucker, you. Now, if you want to make the most of Prime Day, you can make a list of gifts you may want to buy your friends and family. You can buy them during Prime Day if the price is right, or you can wait until Black Friday if you really, really want to. But then again, you're going to have to wait about, what, 4 more months. There you go. There is your ABCs of Amazon Prime Day. Questions before we take a break? I'm at 713-212-5950. Let's keep on talking. Michael Garfield, it is the High Tech Texan Show. Nearing lunchtime right here in the Central Time Zone as we welcome you back to the HTT Michael Garfield. It's called the High Tech Texan Show. I always get hungry around this time. What's a dude supposed to do? Make my own food? I actually could. I got back, actually. I took a little jaunt sabbatical to California and Las Vegas, I don't know, the past 8 days. And I was in the L.A. area. So I wasn't down a little further south in the Orange County area, but I saw something that almost maybe got me to drive about an hour, hour and a half down south towards Irvine, California. It was, and this is odd because it was a Taco Bell. And let me help you out. If you're a long time listener, I'm not a big Taco Bell fan. If I'm going to eat fast food Mexican, it's going to be Taco Bueno, should you be able to find them anywhere, at least up in our Dallas listening audience, okay? I may have walked into a Taco Bell once in my entire life. I am not kidding you. I don't get into the Dorito cheesy crunch wraps or what the hell ever they sell. I just don't do this thing. But it's funny when these some of these restaurants start testing out some limited time offers of crazy whatever like that. So I bring this up. There was one restaurant in Irvine, California. One restaurant that was doing a test to see how it went. And it was a collab. Right? Taco Bell announced it was doing a collaboration with Cheez-It, which is owned by Kellogg's. And here's the deal. They were selling a Cheez-It square, a massive Cheez-It square, 16 times the original size of a little tiny Cheez-It square. And on that Cheez-It square was seasoned beef, sour cream, diced tomatoes, lettuce, and cheddar cheese. Yes, all yours for $2.49. It's called the Big Cheez-It Tostada. They also had something called the Big Cheez-It Crunch Wrap. I mean, but come on, were you really going to go get that Crunch Wrap? No, you wanted the damn Big Cheez Tostada. It was an LTO. It was a limited time offer. They said they were going to sell it for like 2 weeks unless they sold out. This bad boy sold out within a matter of days. Nope. Gone. It got me thinking. Who comes up with this stuff? It's mostly for marketing, for idiots like me who are on a radio talk show who can give the word Taco Bell some love, which I never ever mentioned the word Taco Bell. Who eats this stuff? I mean, really, all it is, it's an open-faced, it's like a tostado, but instead of the potato, the big tostado chip, it's a Cheez-It. It's PR. It's crazy, and I'm trying to think of the craziest mashup that ever happened in the world of food or fast food. And I'm open to phone calls right now. 713-212-5950 is how you're going to get to it. 713-212-5950. Talk to me. What's the craziest thing? And I'm not saying this is the stupidest food, but when two brands come together and they said, let's screw it, let's do these things, like Jack and Coke. Actually, I saw Jack and Coke in the news, too. Now, I'm not saying that's stupid because Jack and Coke is it's a brand, and it's actually a very, very popular drink, and I have no clue because as a bourbon – well, first of all, I'm over two. Number one, Jack Daniels is not a bourbon. Shut up. Get out of my face. I'm a bourbon guy. Jack Daniels is a Tennessee whiskey. It's close to bourbon. It ain't bourbon because it's charcoal filter. Number two, I don't drink regular Coke. Regular Coke, too much. 39 grams of sugar. Can't do it. I'm a Coke Zero guy. But when I drink my bourbon, I do not put Coke in it because you don't want to flavor down the bourbon, and so that's the end of that. But anyway, Jack and Coke, they've teamed up to create a canned, of course, because everybody is canning a drink, a canned Jack and Coke cocktail. And is hitting shelves in Mexico later this year before they expand it globally. I wouldn't drink it because there's jack amount of Coke in there, sugar in there. But guess what? There's a zero sugar version of the ready-to-drink cocktail. It's going to be available. There's also a diet and a caffeine-free varieties, which is no point of that. Canned Jack and Coke is the fourth alcoholic beverage in Coca-Cola's lineup in the last 2 years. And that joins Topo Chico Hard Seltzer. There's a spiked lemonade, and there's a Fresca cocktail. And by the way, I would love to try a Fresca. I do like maybe some Fresca, a little grapefruit. Great Palomas, no sugar. I mean, this is highlighting the company's push into the rapidly growing, it's called RTD market, ready to drink. And as soda declines in the U.S., why not come up with something else? Because if you go to the grocery store, if you go to your liquor store, you go look in the RTDs, the ready to drink cans, they are everywhere. And I have a refrigerator full, should you ever figure out where I live. My garage refrigerator, it is stacked with crazy RTD cans because companies from all over the country, they send me these. Some of them are nasty. Some of them are really, really interesting. Some of them are good. Cutwater Spirits out of San Diego, most of them are very good. I actually tried a Dos Equis Margarita hard seltzer. Could be the drink of the summer. Really, really good. But Jack and Coke, can they sell it at, what is it, 40 proof right now? Or 80 proof, 40% alcohol? I don't think they can sell that. So any other mashups that I'm missing, 713-212-5950. We are continuing the High Tech Texan Show. See, this is what we actually talk about. If it's on Amazon Prime, more than happy to figure out. Outdoor TVs. Let's see. We have Julie, we have Mark, and we have James. They want to talk about Michael. I heard you talk about outdoor TVs. I'm thinking about getting one. Is it worth it? I do have an overhang. They're never going to get wet. Or should I just put a regular TV out there? Good point. There's always a call to go outside during the summer, even in nasty Houston. Really, last couple of years, we want to get outside, quarantine, whatever. You can go to the pool. You can do whatever. But there's also people are starting to put TVs outside. Is it smart to put a regular TV outside, or is it smart to go get a TV that is built for the heat and for the sun? Now, you could put your living room TV out by the pool. It sounds pretty cool, but listen, the two big enemies. Number one, it's heat, and number one, it is moisture. And I say they're both number one because they are tied here in the city of Houston. Okay? They got better over the years, but it's still nasty. The recommendation, by the way, for Samsung's indoor LCD TV, 50 degrees up to 104 degrees. Let me help you out. 104 degrees is almost a daily it's a daily goal here that we have here in the Houston area in July and August. So temperature consideration should take both inside and outside. By the way, you maybe sometimes shouldn't put your TV above the fireplace because it gets hot. Then there's moisture level. Indoor TVs are not IP rated to withstand water because condensation is always outdoors, splashes from the pool, whatever. And something, you know, that we've known since we were kids, water and electronics do not mix because water is an excellent conductor of electricity. If a TV circuit board gets water on it, condensation, over. You don't want that. But there are outdoor TVs. Primary factor that sets an outdoor TV apart from an indoor TV is weather resistance. And the chassis of an outdoor TV, they're designed to withstand ingress of both water and dust. And they have an IP rating. Now, Samsung does have an outdoor TV. It's called the Samsung Terrace Full Sun Outdoor TV. That can operate between minus 24 degrees Fahrenheit and 122 degrees Fahrenheit, barely making it to Houston. And that has an IP55 rating. That means it's protected from dust and water projected from a maybe small nozzle for about 5 minutes. And some TVs, they're higher than that. Now, how do you keep it out of there? The heat, they're not friends. You still need to consider where to put your outdoor TV. Just because it says outdoor TV doesn't mean it's you're going to put it unprotected and it's going to rain on it every day. Even outdoor TVs, they're complicated. They're delicate. They're finicky. They do need shade. They do need partial shade. And pricing is according. Now, some of the best TVs out there, maybe you'll find them on Amazon today. There's some one called Sunbright. Sunbright. Element is another one. Furion is another one. Samsung is a good one, too. But even the cheapest one, and I did some research, the cheapest one, it's called the Element Partial Sun Roku TV. 1,300 bones. That's twice as much you could pay for a comparable regular TV. That's a lot of money. So what do? I have an overhang. It's about 6 foot. A little sunny. I took an old TV. It's about a 55-inch. It's old. It's old, as I say, meaning if it busts, ain't no big deal. I could probably go to Costco, go to Sam's, I could replace this bad boy for $250. I put it under there. That TV has been sitting up there for 5 years, people. It's fine. Do I use it every day? Absolutely not. Do I use it in the summer? Yes, when the sun goes down. There is a lot of glare. If you have an overhang and you think it's not going to be impervious to water, let's just say rain, the plug is high enough up that the kids aren't going to really touch it and whatever like that, I would say recommend that. Do not put an expensive one out there. If you have no other options, if there is no shade and you are outside, yes, go get one of these TVs. Maybe go get a case that you can encase it in. I've seen these at outdoor patios and bars. But do not spend an arm and leg of these things because this is not the ideal watching opportunity. It is fun at nighttime. Maybe you're watching a basketball game like me and the kids used to do back in May or June before the playoffs. We're outside, but it was under an overhang. There you go. Thoughts on that? We'll take those on the other side. Michael Garfield, it is the High Tech Texan. Final 10 minutes of the High Tech Texan show this first hour. Michael is the name. I hope you're having fun. Give you some good ideas when it comes to Amazon Prime or what not to eat or drink when it comes to fast food mashup food. There's some gross stuff out there. And also outdoor TVs we just talked about. If you're thinking about getting an outdoor TV, well, you need to go back and podcast this, which you can find on iHeartRadio, wherever great podcasts are heard. I'll give you the phone number over here, 713-212-5950. I must first give a big shout out to my friend John Wayne. Actually, that's his nickname, is John Nguyen Wayne. Your realtor extraordinaire when it comes to, let's just say, central Houston, down south, Sugarland. If you have a house to sell, house to buy, he's an honest dude and always one of the top two or one or two producers in the city with his brokerage firm. He is a hustler. He is a good dude. And I was with him last week. We were shooting a video. And this is, you know, if you've got a really nice house and you want to get the right customers, you know, the thing to do now is to take a drone and have a production company with video and actually like walk through it. And I helped him on camera. Actually, I should put a link on Twitter so you can find this thing right there. But it's oh my God, this was a gorgeous house in Fort Bend County out in the Sugarland Richmond area. And it was up for sale. And I spent, you know, a few hours walking through this thing. But it just gets my blood flowing, going, man, I need to work harder. I need to get the hell out of radio, man, if I ever want to get a house like this. But just one of the many things that John can do for you. I will give you his number if you want to buy a house. Talk to him if you need an addition to put on your house. He actually built, he and his company, he's a great contractor too. Just built some gorgeous, gorgeous shelving units in my bedroom, which just kind of tripled my storage space. He can do that. It's 713-385-0485. Go ahead and blow up his phone right now just to say hi or tick him off. Good buddy of mine is John Wayne. Yeehaw. 713-385-0485. Hey, you heard it on the Garf Show. I'm thinking about selling my house, or you got a house for sale. He's absolutely gonna help you out. Stand by next hour. I also got a recommendation for someone up in the Woodlands, and we'll tell you about that a little bit more. What else do people want to? This is interesting. Who has CDs? Who has compact discs? Not certificates of deposit. Yes, CDs. I am of the age where CDs were used. The first CD I got, 1980, it was about 87. It was 86 or 87. I graduated college. I took all my money and I bought some really cool gear. And I went out and I got some CDs. Now I have hundreds and hundreds of CDs, which actually are nothing but flying discs that the kids play with right now. I did, years and years ago, took all my CDs and I digitized the audio. I actually had a company do it because it takes a while. They're all digital, digitized to MP3. So for some reason, I love the artwork. That's the last time you're really going to ever see and, you know, hold a form of media with artwork like you could do an album. And I have these in the garage, and I have hundreds and hundreds of them. And I did something I thought very creative for me. Moved into a new home 5 years ago, and I have this. It's a three-story home. And on the top floor in the staircase, there's like an 11-foot wall. And just what do you put on an 11-foot wall? And for a year, I was looking like, is there a piece of art? Or maybe I put some guitars, but I'm not really a guitar guy. And then I'm thinking, wait a minute. I am the king of music. I'm the king of 80s music. I have all these CDs. I have all these cassettes. Why not make a collage using the CD artwork, the CD covers, and do something? So I got two pieces of kind of like a plywood, a bulletin board type of stuff, and I got a glue gun, and I took probably, I got about 100, 120 of my CD covers in the jewel boxes, is what they're called, and they're all 80s, and I made a collage of all my favorite music in life, and literally every time I walk upstairs to my top floor, I see memories. I see Billy Joel. I see Barry Manilow. I see Journey Styx. It goes on and on and on. It's really, really good. So it just gives you an idea what to do instead of throwing out your CDs. But alas, I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about CDs. Folks, they're coming back. CDs turned 40 this year, 40 years old. And they're coming back, a revival like albums are. For the first time in 17 years, CD sales actually went up by almost 50%. Listen, there's no way they're going to peak like they did. I think it was 2021, 46 million CDs were shipped in the U.S. 46 million. Okay, they're not going to hit that big. But a CD, they're fun. They're growing again. And is it going to replace streaming? Probably not. But there's a factor, a collection of songs. It's a good experience. And if you're under 30 years old, you're probably not going to realize it. But they were launched in Japan in October of 1982. You could play these things in U.S. and Europe a year later, and adoption was really, really quick. I mean, Brothers in Arms by Dire Straits. I had every single Michael Jackson CD. And the standard is considered the minimum requirement to be called a lossless audio format. I say lossless in terms of the audio quality by today's streaming service. But the arrival of that CD meant a lifetime. You could resell your entire music collection in a new format. You could hide bonus tracks in there. You could put the lyric sheet in there. Folks, I'm going through nostalgia right now. How cool is those? All you CD fans, let me hear you as we take a break. 713-212-5950. What were your favorite CDs? Listen, old school, you can go 8-track tape. You can go to reel-to-reel. You can go albums. But at least, if you are the age of, I don't know, certainly 55 years old down to, well, maybe 60 years old down to, I don't know, 35 years old. Let's talk CDs. It is a medium that we thought was passing us, but it's neat to see something like that is slowly but surely coming again. By the way, I'm going to go take a quick run at Tower Records. you can play these things on your video games too. PS1, PS2, PS3. Who's got an actual CD player still in their home? Who's got an album, an LP player this day in their home? This is what we talk about. We have fun, and I bring back some memories. Michael is the name. Thank you, Callum. Thank you, Eddie Martini. Thank you to Mark Sherman, Brian Erickson, and everybody else who keeps us on air for 21-plus years. We've got one more hour of fun coming right at you, no matter where you are, if you're driving terrestrially around the southeast Texas area, between 11 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon. But we also repeat it, 11 at night to 1 in the morning. That's right, I'm talking to you, Dump Truck Dave, wherever you are. Keep on tuning right here. We'd love to talk to you, and we love your feedback as we do have a lot of fun. Instagram me also. Spell the whole thing out. High Tech Texan. HIGHTECHTEXAN.
The High Tech Texan.
Is Michael Garfield?
To Michael Garfield.
Michael Garfield's joining us.
We have the High Tech Texan. Michael Garfield is here with us.
The High Tech Texan.
Hello.
Items to make life easier.
Shows us some new technology.
So Michael Garfield has something you might like.
The High Tech Texan.
The High Tech Texan.
Michael Garfield is your High Tech Texan.
The High Tech Texan.
3 decades, helping you make magic with your gadgets.
The High Tech Texan.
Heard worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. Now, your high-tech Texan, Michael Garfield.
We are halfway through the High-Tech Texan show. High noon if you're listening live, southeast Texas. That's high noon, Central Daylight Time. It should be 1 o'clock in the afternoon if you're listening live. Well, 1:05 in the afternoon if you're listening live on the East Coast. And by the way, my favorite time zone really is Central, but I do love me some left coast action. I just got back from about an 8-day trip out to Los Angeles, visited my son, hopped over to Las Vegas, had some good times over there. So a big shout out to the West Coast, wherever you're listening and on podcast. It could be any darn time you want it to be because that's how it happens. Phone number 713-212-5950. It's halfway to happy hour. Happy hour does start in, about 55 minutes or so. So whatever you're drinking, please share some with me. Quick recap of what we did last hour. Amazon Prime Day, people. That's it. It is Christmas in July. Hanukkah in July, whatever you want to call the whole thing. That starts next Tuesday and next Wednesday. Go back and podcast this radio show, or actually podcast the podcast. And you can hear my tips. And I did give you some tips on what to do to find out if you're getting a good deal. Just because things are on sale at Amazon does not mean you're getting a good deal, because it really is, in some extent, a fire sale. It's a garage sale. They're trying to make room for the new gear they get for the holiday shopping season of 2022. So be careful. Do your research. Do your Googling when you're actually looking for a number of different things. What else do we talk? Oh, by the way, we got some stuff to give away, too. I always like giving things away because this is a lost layer. You want radio ratings, you want listeners, you want followers, you give stuff away. Who wants to go to up to Margaritaville Lake Resort in Lake Conroe, about an hour north of here? It is a resort. It is a blast. Five pools, water slides, family friendly, great restaurants, kind of a Jimmy Buffett feel theme with the Margaritaville. I have an overnight stay certificate that I'll give that away, within the next 20 minutes or so. And this is why you need to follow me on Instagram. I'm giving away several this weekend. All you do is you follow me on High Tech Texan. You look for my posts, scroll down a few things, and you're going to say, man, how cool is that resort looking, Michael? That is pretty neat, isn't it? Yes, it is. Well, at that point, you say, you know what? Let's tag somebody who I want to take up there for that overnight stay. And you tag them, that you both follow me. Boom. I'm going to give away probably at least five of those this past weekend. It's fun, and they're good. Certificate's good for a year, people, so you don't need to worry about getting there this next year or so. So there you go. I don't know what else I can offer you. Other than cocktails, which that's, I think, illegal doing that. You know what should be illegal is robotic umpires, especially for all you baseball honks out there. I'm a sports guy through and through. I'm not the biggest baseball fan. I'm really not. I know the Astros are doing very, very, very well. If you're listening here in the Houston area, you may hate the Astros if you're in the L.A., the New York area, but whatever. But baseball is in. Baseball is really the only thing that's going on right now. And, you know, for years there's been some issues with the umpires, specifically the ones behind the plate, calling the strike zone. And there was actually a big issue with the strike zone, what was it, about a month ago. It's just sometimes they're human. And I'll give you the point that umps are human, but it's a very tough angle to see, and that's a very, very, very tough job. But guess what? MLB, Major League Baseball, they are thinking about deploying strike zone robotic umpires in 2024. The commissioner, Rob Manfred, said that they have an automated strike zone system that works. And so far, so good. Looks like they're going to likely introduce that thing. It's called the robot umpires. And they may call all the balls and all the strikes, then relay the information to a plate umpire. Be a part of a replay review system that allows managers to challenge the calls. Good or bad? 713-212-5950. Good or bad? I don't know. I don't like jobs being replaced by robots. But listen, you look at almost any sport, and you are going to find some sort of technology that, yes, may slow the game down, but using it the right way helps the game and identify the game, whether it is a good call or a bad call. Is it in? Is it out? Whatever. Example, if you're watching Wimbledon right now, I've been watching Wimbledon for 2 weeks. The replay on tennis balls, if they're in or out, is amazing. And I think whether they're sponsored by Timex or Rolex, it is, you know, it's an animated graphic. It looks like a cartoon. But it's a super slow-mo camera that each of the participants, and I think they could do a few, one, two, maybe three times per game to challenge a call versus what the real refs, and the real line judges call in or out. Immediately within seconds, they can see on a big video scoreboard where the ball landed. It's amazing technology. And anybody who sees this, even I've seen it for years, and if I was watching it with a buddy a few days ago, it's like, man, is that cool? You know, I mean, basketball now has the opportunity for the referees at the end of the game to go back and look on a monitor at the scorer's table right there and determine, did that person's foot touch the three-point line? Once the basket went in, the red light behind the backboard went out, was it exactly 2.3 seconds left on the clock? Can they take time off the clock? They can do that. Baseball, yes. For a few years, they can go back and they can call New York, as they called it, and they can actually, the New York folks in the video room, they can override a turn going, no, he's safe, that's out, that's a home run. Now we've got something a little bit more interesting. Now we've got balls and strikes. That is an inherent part of the game. Yes, it takes the human element out of it. Yes, it can improve the game. And here's the thing, and I'm going to give you my stance on it right now. That was fact. Here's commentary. Use it. We live in the 21st century. You use technology, just like the glowing puck on the ice from the NHL, which was great, even though it didn't work, the public didn't like it. If there's technology out there to use on television, to use in stadiums, use the thing, because Abner Doubleday did not have that at his disposal in the 1800s when he created baseball. I am fine with it. Use it as an experiment for a year. Use it in the minor leagues to see if it works. But if it can prove it, it is fine. We will accept it. We ain't going to like it. We don't like change. Umpires aren't going to like it. Old school baseball boys and girls ain't going to like it too. But you know what? I am fine with that. You folks, we're taking a break. So you come at me right now. 713-212-5950. Robo umps. We are all good, people. All fine with that. I'm fine. Bring tech, bring, because that's what I do. I'm the pep tent. I am the pimp tech. The tech pimp meister right here. Michael is the name. We're going to come back. Watching Callum answering a few phone calls over here. Callum, do I want to talk to these people? No? Okay. Well, okay, I'll talk to some. Did we tell them we did not give away the Margaritaville resort yet? Okay, stand by. We will do that. Okay, before the end of this segment, I will try to remember or try to promise you that we will give away an overnight stay at Margaritaville Lake Resort up in Lake Conroe. Good pot of mine. Fun place to stay in the summer. Fun place to stay year-round. But you can use this thing up to a year. So if you do not win, that's why you go to High Tech Texan. On the Instagram account, how many Instagram followers do I have? Let's take a little look-see. I've really been trying to pump up my social media over here. So close. Almost 73,000 followers. Looking at all my escapades for my travels, my cars, my food, my liquor, my kids. What else do I got on here? All the behind-the-scenes radio. Join the fun, people. Join the fun. You can go to HIGH. TECHTEXAN, High Tech Texan, and follow, and I will post a photo of Margaritaville Lake Resort, and you better like it, and you better tag a friend who you would want to go with up there, and if they like it, we will double check that both of you like and follow me on Instagram, free to download. And then you potentially could win. We'll give away four or five of those this weekend. But we'll give you a phone number so you can win one on the radio here soon. I just got back from traveling. And I stayed with a buddy of mine in Los Angeles in Hollywood. He just moved out there. And then my son lives out there near the beaches, and I stayed with him. Then I popped over to Las Vegas because one of my best friends has a condo out there. We stayed. So luckily, let me help you out. If you have friends or relatives where you can stay at when you're traveling, do it. If they don't mind, because it's going to save you some money and you're going to have some fun, you're going to be a little bit more comfortable. However, generally you go to a hotel or a motel or a Holiday Inn. And if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend, a Master G, my Mellow. What you going to do? Well, you hip to hop to hip. Okay, you know where I'm going with that. You can also get these houses. You can rent houses through Vrbo, Airbnb, whatever. And to me, I think they're a little bit more, even though the cost per day looks pretty good, but I think at the end of the day, the taxes and the cleaning cost, to me, I don't know if it's really worth it, neither here nor there. But these are people's houses that they're renting for, that they're renting to you that you don't know. And a lot of them want security. A lot of them have security cams, wireless cams. You should have a wireless cam, security cam in your home. Front side, back side, so you know what's going on. And if you're renting your home, you're probably likely to say, you know what? I'd like to see what's going on around my house, in my house, as legally as I can. Let me put one of these security cameras. But what happens, man? Is it legal? It's easier than ever to spy right now. Now, we can go back years ago, and surveillance cameras were very expensive. They're very big, and they're very bulky. These days, they're affordable. They're easy to install, and they're easy to hide. And by the way, depending on the rental service, be it Airbnb, be it Vrbo, the owner is within their rights to install cameras. Now, the owner, in many cases, should disclose where the cameras are located, and they can do it however they want, maybe in a little tiny font at the bottom of the listing or on the contract. But before you book You should ask, are there cameras? What's the exact number of cameras? Where are they located? Are they recording, or are they just there for you to look live? Because there's a difference. What happens to those recordings after my stay, after I leave? Airbnb, thanks to some crack research by my staff, Airbnb allows security cameras or even audio recorders in quote-unquote public spaces and common spaces. That means no bathrooms, no bedrooms, no sleeping areas. All right, so even if there's a living room with a sofa bed, you cannot have it there. Concealed or undisclosed cameras, they're not permitted either. So technically, a camera should be in plain sight. Vrbo lets cameras and other surveillance devices on the outside of a property. And guests must be informed and given the option to activate or deactivate them. It's a sticky subject when it comes from state to state. There's actually something called the Federal Video Voyeurism Act. And it says this, quote, you can't capture an image of a private area of an individual without their consent and knowingly does so under circumstances in which the individual has a reasonable expectation of privacy, unquote. Make sure that private area refers to nudity or lesser states of dress. How do you find them? How do you spot surveillance cameras? If they're hidden, what do? If the cameras are relatively large, they're relatively easy to spot. But anyone can easily hide a small camera behind furniture, behind a vent, behind a decoration, behind a cupboard, behind a cup. Let me give you a tip. An easy way to spot a camera is to look for the lens reflection. So here's what you do. Turn off the lights. All the lights is what you can. Slowly look around the room with a flashlight. Turn your cell phone on with a flashlight. Bring a laser pointer. You'll look for bright reflections. Then scan the room from different spots. Move around so you don't miss a camera that's pointed only at a certain place. Look up. Look at the vents. Look at any of the holes or the gaps in the walls or ceilings. Probably the easiest way to look at, find a surveillance camera. You also, if you really want to, if you want to get cocky, you can go get an RF, a radio frequency detector. A radio frequency detector, it can pick up wireless cameras that you may not see. However, if the cameras are wired, or maybe they're recording-only cameras, RF detectors, they're very tough. They may not work with those. It's probably easiest, better to stick with the old lens reflection method. You can also connect to the wireless network. Rental company usually has Wi-Fi, right? Connect to the network and see if you see anything like camera one, camera two, camera three. There's even an app. It's called the Wireless Network Watcher. And it shows what gadgets are actually connected to the Wi-Fi network. Just double check, man. Then again, the owner may put the cameras on a second network. Then again, they may not even be Wi-Fi. They could be wired. What do you do if you find a camera? Well, run. If you find a camera, find an indoor surveillance camera that was not disclosed to you, you can actually call the police. You can tell them you have evidence that your landlord is spying on you inside your rental home without your knowledge or permission. And you pretty much should spell that out. Quote, my landlord is spying on me inside my rental home without my permission. Quote, unquote. And then take your smartphone out. Document the situation. Take a picture of the video, take a picture of the photo, whatever you can. If you're traveling with people, ask them to be witnesses once the police arrives. Because they are victims too. It's actually, it's an invasion of privacy, people. It's tough. I don't know if I would ever put my home on a Vrbo. I don't know if I'd ever put my home on a Airbnb. I don't like people like rummaging around my house. Yes, I would love the money per week, per month. I do have surveillance cameras everywhere, and they're actually in plain sight. All my cameras, I have 3, 4, 5, 6, and they're in plain sight. But I'm just letting you know, this is what I, this is what the high-tech Texan does for you. We let you know how to protect yourself. Worst case scenario, don't travel, don't go anywhere. Just stay in your home and listen to me 24/7 a day via podcast. All right, bottom of the hour, we're coming back. Guess what I forgot to do? Man, I try to be a man of my word. Sometimes I forget it. Told you I was going to try to give away a Margaritaville Lake Resort, Lake Conroe overnight stay last segment. Callum, can I blame you? Oh, no. Have to blame me. Nope. Never passed the buck. All right, my bad. It's time to give it away now. Callum, get ready to go. Ninth caller. Caller number 9, you're going to win this. 713-212-5950. You get an overnight stay at the beautiful Margaritaville Lake Resort, Lake Conroe. It's about an hour north of Houston. You go up I-45. I was there about, what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. It was hot, but, man, I was cooling off in that pool. They had the 5 o'clock somewhere bar, had a band, had a DJ, had a great restaurant right there on the lake. Oh, it's a nice little respite, and that's what we do. We give you respite every 2 hours for the last 20 years, and now we're going to give you a respite of winning an overnight stay. If you do not win, if you get a busy signal, probably, but as of right now, that means you didn't win. That means you're going to have to go to Instagram, find my little post that actually shows some of the great photos that I took the last time I was here of the big resort property. I want you to check like. I want you to say, hey, I want to win this. And then put at one of your buddies on your Instagram too. And once that person sees it, they're going to follow me too. They're going to like, oh my goodness, Garf, how fun, man. That guy gives everything away. Once you both follow me, then we're going to give some away. I'll give away 4 or 5, maybe even 6 between today and tomorrow, because they take it from me. They give me some stuff, and I give it to you. That's how we work. Thank you again to Margaritaville Lake Resort, Lake Conroe. If you didn't win, suck it up. Why don't you go stay there? Just go buy a little something. When I'm in the pool, I usually like getting a cocktail or 10. They have these well, obviously, it's a Jimmy Buffett thing. So they have these blenders, little tiny plastic blenders that you actually can take home, because you know why in the song, if there's booze in the blender and soon it will surrender, that frozen concoction that helps me hang on. They have blenders, little cute plastic ones. They say Margaritaville. Yes, there's an upcharge for that, and you could drink them and you could take it home. All of these, you know, if you go to these theme parks or theme whatever, they always have these take home upsell cups. I was in Vegas just a few days ago. I'm laying out at the beach. Where am I? At the Mirage Hotel. And there's this big, what was it? There was a Paloma. I even forgot it was. You could buy a Paloma for like $20, but for $26, you get a take home plastic glass with a big straw, plastic straw to keep and reuse that says the Mirage Hotel. And my sucker friend, he actually got one of those, but whatever, that's fine. And I say this because I saw this story, which is pretty funny. Is this a cruise line? There is a Disney cruise ship. There is a Disney Wish. This is called the Disney Wish. It's a cruise ship, and there is a Star Wars themed lounge. It's called the Kyber Crystal. I think that's how you say it. If you go to the Kyber Crystal, inside on the Disney Wish cruise ship in the hyperspace lounge, Kyber Crystal is the name of the drink. It's an extravagantly presented themed cocktail. And inside here, wait a minute, no way. It includes shots of Pappy Van Winkle 23-year bourbon. Unbelievable, because a bottle of that is $6,000 or more. It has a shot of Taylor's Fladgate Kingsman Edition Very Old Tawny Port. That's $3,000 a bottle. So this is an expensive drink. Here's the funny thing. You can't take home the glass. Unlike with the things that you can't, like I just told you, you could take the blender home from Margaritaville. You could take the Mirage Hotel plastic. You can't take this one home. Over on, Callum, over under, how much does the Kyber Crystal theme cocktail cost? Talk to me in my ear. $700. Callum, you could leave right now. Nope. You are so low, it is not even funny. It is, this could be the most expensive drink I've ever heard of. And I guarantee they sell none of them, but it's kind of a press release that idiots like me talk about it. It features Grand Marnier Quintessence, Pappy Van Winkle, Old Tawny Port, comes in some Crystal Goblin. Folks, this drink, Star Wars theme, cost $5,000 for a drink. I want to know one person who does this. One. You can't even take the glass home. Oh, but it does come with a bottle of sparkling water from Skywalker Vineyards. Well, you got that going for it. What? You better meet George Lucas for that. So if for some reason, I like cruises. I haven't been on a cruise in a while. If you happen to be aboard the Disney Wish, and for some reason, is it easy to walk into this hyperspace lounge? Because there's only 50 guests at a time, and you have to have a reservation. If you get into the hyperspace lounge, you too can get a chance to take a look at and laugh at the $5,000 Star Wars drink. Last hour, I was making fun how Jack and Coke now is coming out in cans. I'm not laughing anymore. See, that's my speed. By the way, Pappy Van Winkle and the Taylor's Fladgate Kingsman Edition Very Old Tawny Port, how's that going to go together? Give me the whole bottle of Pappy Van Winkle. Okay, $5,000 worth it. Well, worth it, relative. That's crazy. Folks, anything else I can do for you? This is exactly what I did. $5,000, I love this thing. Oh, 713-212. We do have a winner. Do not call anymore. We have given away the Margaritaville Resort. That means the only way to win it right now, at least this weekend, go to my High Tech Texan Instagram account, HIGHTECHTEXAN. I was, when's the last time you guys taken Uber or Lyft? I really do enjoy these things. It took me a while to do it, but the fact is the magic of taking an Uber or Lyft versus a taxi cab. And I don't want to sit there and rag on taxi cabs. Taxi cabs, they've been around for generations and generations and generations. But I'll tell you what, taxi cabs now may be kind of a thing of the past. If, you know, sometimes I've been in a taxi cab recently, but are you kidding me? Uber and Lyft are so simple because to me, it is the cashless way to use them. You do not have to touch cash whatsoever. You pay for an app and you're in and out. It's cashless society. We like cashless. Wait a minute, stand by. Guess what Lyft is doing? Lyft is now going to let you pay with cash. Wait a minute for all you old school people. I like Lyft, and I'm going to tell you this. It's no endorsement with it. Here's what I do. I went to Vegas last week. I needed to take a ride-sharing thing. I do this. I'm going to tell you my MO. I go, I check, I get my bag. I go to Uber, I check the price between airport and wherever. I immediately then go check the price from Lyft or wherever. 90% of the time, Lyft is cheaper than Uber. And the funny part is, the same freaking drivers drive for Uber and Lyft. So I'm a Lyft fan. That's, hey, listen, I just need to get from point A to point B. That's okay. The fact is I can pay with cash. Not that I will use it, but I see what they're trying to do. Lyft is trying to democratize the rideshare services. Because there are people actually who have no banks, or maybe they have limited access to credit cards. The cash option lets those unbanking people request rides without paying for the cabs. Good for you. Market share. You find an opportunity, you run. As Steve Winwood says, while you see a chance, you take it. I'm going to take a break right now. I'll give you the phone number when we come back as we continue to slowly wind up the show. Hope you're cool outside. If you're listening in the pool, invite me over because my show is over soon. It is Michael Garfield, Dan. This is called the High Tech Tech Zone. Final seg of the show for this ninth day of July. Are we halfway through the summer? Can someone help me out? You know, what am I talking about? No, I don't think summer ends until like late October here in Houston. Hope you're having a cool day. It's always cool inside the home or wherever you're listening to my show. Thank you so much. Michael is my name. I'll give out the phone number one more time, 713-212-5950. Folks, poor Callum here, man. Callum's on the other side of the old of the glass over here. Man, stop calling. We've given away the Margaritaville Lake Resort overnight stay. Stop calling, but I will tell you how to win a few right now. You go to my Instagram, almost. You know what? If everybody logs on to Instagram right now, I may hit the 73,000 follower mark. Tell you what, when I get, I hope I win is the word. When I get to 100,000, everybody's going to win something. Free air. I don't know. Put me over 73,000, but if you do that, hopefully you're going to get a certificate for an overnight stay at the beautiful Lake Margaritaville. Very Jimmy Buffett themed fun thing, just about an hour north of Houston. It's kind of a staycation. Or if you win from out of town, fly in. One night is absolutely yours. What did we cover over here? Listen, one more time. We cannot do this without our wonderful sponsors. Hello, Fire Disc. Fire Disc, haven't talked about. I'm going to be showing off the Fire Disc this coming Tuesday. I will be on Great Day Houston. It is on CBS Channel 11, where I semi-regularly pop on. I'm going to be giving you some grilling items. That's right. I do more than just talk tecnología. I talk about grilling items. I will be bringing on the Fire Disc and a number of different tools, but also some more tips. A lot of people need tips on how to grill or how to use a propane cooker. Or what are some of the tools? Or maybe you have household items that you don't need to even go spend all these, you know, big money on spatulas and whatever. So Fire Disc. It is a Houston-based company. They just reopened a brand new store not too far from their old location. It's in Katy, Texas, La Cintera, right down there, outdoor mall. Gorgeous store. Go in. They generally have a sale or two, but if you want some sales right now, go to firediscookers.com. At that point, what you could do is you could use my last name, Garfield, G-A-R-F-I-E-L-D. That is going to get you 20% off a cooker in a bundle with all the cool stuff. And it's going to get you free shipping, people. It's going to ship you order today. I bet it's going to get there on Monday. That is how quickly it comes. I love Fire Disc. And so we'll give you some grilling tips this coming Tuesday on 9 a.m. in the morning on Great Day Houston. Last thing I want to hit, even though I tease this segment number one, passwords. As we get more phones, as we get more people trying to hack our data everywhere, passwords are very, very big. And there are some password opportunities out there that will really, really help you. There is this thing called 1Password, the number 1Password. It's a password manager sign, account manager. And instead of using a billion different passwords, you actually can use 1Password. It's something called the SSO, which is a single sign-on service, single sign-on. So it's going to automatically log you on with the same account when you return. So if you go to a website and maybe there isn't a login for it, in your 1Password vault, you can download this app. It's 1Password. You can be reasonably sure that one of the single sign-in options may be able to work. And whether you have Apple or Google, it's pretty good. So anyway, 1Password. It's the number 1Password. You can go actually download the app. It's been rolling out announcing some really cool new features I saw, and it's working on a wholly redesigned new experience across all the platforms. It's going to make it easier for users to securely share passwords, documents. Even if they were sharing with what is another 1Password users. And big companies, though, Microsoft, Google, Apple, big companies are trying to get rid of the need for apps like this, though. Apple has announced that the next version of their iOS, it's gonna have an authentication system that uses pass keys that are standard developed. Microsoft, Google have also said they have plans to integrate the standard as well. I was reading about it, and I thought, you know, the support for these types of systems, they're going to rely on individual websites, though, individual services, which are very slow to support new login technology. You know, a lot of browsers, if you're on the desktop, they have built-in passwordless tools for some sites. They have a password manager for the rest of them. You may want to check out 1Password. Google also has a really good password system. It's called Google passwords. That's also out there too. So make sure your passwords are not compromised, because you're really going to have a really freaking difficult thing to do. If you're out there thinking that you need a little cocktail, let me throw this in right there. I just got a little email from my good buddy, Steve Joe. Steve is the general manager, the proprietor, the managing partner, if you will, of the Capital Grille. You know I'm a Capital Grille fan, Steve. It's finally, every July I look forward to this. They have something called, you know what they call it? It is called the beautiful Generous Pour. It is the Generous Pour. This is where they have some bottles of wine, about 6 bottles of wine on sale all the time. I thought this was pretty good. What is the wine they have? Antica Mountain Select Cabernet Sauvignon. Now, I'm not the biggest wino in the world, because I'm the hard stuff, but it's from Napa Valley. This goes on through what? September, the beginning of September or something. September, now through September 4th, $32 with dinner. You get your choice of one of 6 wines. He says, Michael, I know you don't like this, but the Antica Mountain Select Cabernet, it boasts Tuscan Sol and Napa Valley pedigrees. It's a refined red wine, the result of the Antinori family from California. Currants, blackberries, licorice, and baking spices tempered by the elevation of Atlas Peak Appellation. Enjoy the, Michael, come in and enjoy the legacy of this wine and 5 others this summer. It's called the Generous Pour. I think all Capitals Grill have that. And so I'm a big general, a big fan of anything at the Capital Grill. I don't have a lot of wine, but at some point I really do mosey on over there once one of these summers, and I do get a little Generous Pour. I'm going to have to try to find out. Go over, Capital Grill, Westheimer. What is it? 50 Westheimer and Sage. And there's one on the west side, but I don't go to that one. Go see Steve Joes. Tell him your boy Garfield said what up. It's good stuff. If you're in a car and you don't have a license plate, guess what? Michael, heard you tease this last week. I didn't hear it. What's up with these digital license plates, man? Is it about time that we all go digital? I thought this was funny too. I was in, I was in California. I was in Nevada, now back in Texas right now. I like to look at the little license plates. Back in the day, we used to play the license plate game. And when you're in Texas, let me help you out. The hardest state ever to play the license plate game. And kids, this is before the internet or before phones. You're in the backseat of mom and dad's car, and you're driving around, and you have to find different license plates from different states. And the first person in the back, be it you, your sister, whoever it is, the first person who shouts the state, you own that state. Okay? Now, because Texas is the freaking biggest state that we have here in the continental U.S., you can go forever today and never get out of the state of Texas. It's pretty much the only state license plate you're going to see is from Texas. Now, if you're in the Northeast, if you're listening to me on Podcast Northeast, hell, you can go every 3 seconds. You're going to feel, oh, look, there's Connecticut. Oh, there's Delaware. There's Pennsylvania. No, not here. Digital license plates kind of going. There is a company that is going to start having digital license plates. California and Arizona have given it the green light for digital plates. Michigan also too. It's a device. It's known as the R plate, the letter R plate. There's a battery power plate and a hardwire plate that has a GPS. It's essentially a license plate with a high-definition display and LTE connectivity and a GPS that has a security and personalization feature. And at night, drivers can switch between dark and light modes. You could put personal messages on there. Hey, good looking. Come back and meet. Follow me home, baby. Hey, good looking. I'll come back to pick you up later. The GPS-enabled plate has telematic transponders, so you can locate a lost or stolen vehicle. It sends alert to your smartphone if it detects suspicious movement. There's a mobile app on there. Listen, they require a prescription, $20 a month, $25 a month. Cost an additional $150 if you want a professional to install the plate. I know you can do it yourself. But geez, come on, man. This is why I exist. I love it. I get excited about this. Listen, we talked about robotic umpires earlier this hour. Now we've got digital license plates. Only thing we don't want to replace are actual real talk show hosts, because then that is when I am out of luck, and we don't want that. With that, I do want to thank Mark Sherman, Brian Erickson, Eddie Martini, and all the Brain Trust here in Houston at iHeartMedia, where I have been for over 20 years. I thank you, my listeners. Thank you and congrats for winning. If you want to win more, hop on over to Instagram right now and follow me, High Tech Texan. Thank you, Callum, for keeping us on the air. People, stay safe. Happy July 9th, or the weekend of the July 9th. Hopefully we'll be back next week. As we always say, my name is Michael, and my show is over.